nature herself does not speak with a voice that we can easily understand. Neither can the animals and birds we are threatening with extinction talk to us. Who in this world can speak for nature and the spiritual energy that creates and flows through all life? In every continent are human beings who are like you, but who have not separated themselves from the land and from nature. It is through their voice that nature can speak to us. Thomas Banyaka, Hopi. We are salmon people. Everything, all our legends and Thanksgiving ceremonies centered around the salmon. When the salmon were coming upriver, we had different songs of welcoming for each one of them, giving thanks to each one for coming back again and providing us with the sustenance of life. Janet McLeod, Tulalip. Sometimes the government scares me. If they keep polluting the water, the eagles might die. I also get scared when they want to put the waste dump on Prairie Island. My grandma lives there. Sasha Lee, Santee, Dakota. They say it will be 250,000 years before the high-level radioactive waste is safe. I had to translate it into something that I could understand. So I did it by generations. Approximately 20 years per generation. That's 12,500. 12,500 generations are going to have to deal with the garbage produced in these times. What a legacy. Nilak Butler, Inuit. Today we need a revolution to survive. So much has been taken. So much has been lost. When I was a girl, the water was so clean and clear, we bathed and washed our clothes in it. Now there's so much pollution, no one wants to set foot in it. Harriet Starleaf Gums, Shinnecock. What we are fighting is the development. What we are fighting is the greed, corruption, and murder for things that should be shared. We know the enemy. We know exactly who they are. We know the companies that are tearing down the rainforests. We know the companies that are trying to tear down big mountains. We are all people of the earth. Pat Bellinger, Ojibwe. We have much to learn from the incredible knowledge of our ancestors, which was gained long before reading and writing came about. Every bit of their intelligence and senses were used. Humans knew and felt relationships to all that lived and moved. Somehow, that relationship must be regained. Audrey Shenandoah, Onondaga. The secrets of the land die with the people of the land. This is the bitter lesson of the modern age. Forcing human groups to be alike results in destruction of languages, of environments, of nations. The land cannot live without the people of the land, who in turn care for their heritage, their mother. Haanani K. Trask, Hawaiian. When I'm dead and gone, I want to leave something. I want my granddaughter to be sitting someday talking like I talk about my grandmother. That's the kind of legacy I want to leave. I want my great-granddaughters, great-grandsons too, to say, my great-grandma was a fighter. She did this and she did that to protect the land, to protect the culture, to protect the language, to maintain what we have left. Madonna Thunder. They're singing songs of the earth. I love hearing the children's voices sing those songs. I help teach them, you know. They're my children. All children are my children. I teach them the songs and whatever else I can. To teach songs and tell stories and show them the right berries to pick and roots to dig. That's what grandmothers are for. Lila Fisher. When you dance to the ceremonial sounds of the earth, you are tickling Mother Earth and giving her joy for all the things she gives us to stay alive. When a tree moves and it gives you oxygen, you breathe. Without water, we wouldn't be alive. We come from water. We live with water. Our bodies are water. You can't buy that kind of spirituality. Lorraine Canoe. Florida panther to the Seminole, the salmon to the Yakima, the buffalo to the Lakota, the walleye to the Anishinaabe. These relationships are cultural and spiritual. If we build a society based on honoring the earth, we build a society which is sustainable and has the capacity to support all life forms. If we honor the earth, guarantee our collective survival. Winona LaDuke, Mississippi Band, Anishinaabe.